Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to commune with your inner Garbo. Welcome aboard the Emmy Beth Orkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know. We're going to commiserate together with music and musings, lots of the former, a few of the latter, depending on what comes over the transom. Because I'm always looking for those silver linings. Let's hunker bunker down together and handle this thing. What do you say? Listening live, it is a pop-up weekend coffee clutch, Saturday, March 28th. It's 11 a.m. out west. 1 p.m. Central, 2 o'clock here in the East. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter, you know, is 24-7. So live, we're on podcast. Jump in when it works for you at AB Rights. And if you're joining us for live broadcast, you can also avail yourself of the Facebook page and or the PopNet chat box, all being helmed by the very healthy, talented TCS crew. Trudy and Aurora raring to go in the booth, ML at headquarters. Not so raring to go, but she's there. Show is brought to you in part by Audiophile, music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Grab something delicious to go, like a great breakfast sandwich or their great coffee. The universe still runs on Dunkin'. And by our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online, up and running 24/7, and they do indeed feature select editions of the Emmy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. So what? You got nowhere to run to? You got nowhere to hide? Let's do it together with great music on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Welcome aboard.
Bye. complete impossibility. She is a master of voice, better take it from me. You think she's a prize at the start, but take my advice, play it smart. She's nothing but the trouble, better cut out on the double before she gets into your heart. She's a master of voice, a complete impossibility.
We thought we were crazy too.
Wait, I think I finally caught my corona. Stop it, don't be manic, go inside. fertilizer, no organic. Oh no, all GMO. Jesus Christ, now I panic. I'll die. My Corona.
I'm out of toilet paper. It's my Corona.
Don't come any closer, huh? I'll mess you up. Well, I'm just coming in for some white Corona. Kroger's full of empty shelves.
Ah, what the hell?
Yes, I'm stocking up on box white Corona. Nothing's making sense. No more friends. No more basketball kids. Our homework school is raining too. And I'm losing my my Corona. My Corona.
I need toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. I'm out of toilet paper. It's my Corona.
Get to me. Is it just a matter of time, Corona? Will I kill my family in quarantine?
Yep.
Or is it just a game in my mind, Corona? Then there's Donald Trump. What the fuck? Why are you shaking his hand? Keep telling us nothing's up, that we're gonna be fine.
What?
My Corona. My Corona. So sick of my Corona. My Corona.
Chris Mann going all kinds of good viral this past week with his take on my Corona on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. And I want to be sedated from the Ramones, a wink and a nod to Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Blythe via Twitter and the pop in the chat box, respectively. Thanks for the kind words, guys, and tagging along for the live ride. Always a pleasure. A must to avoid and not so forgotten 45 for Aggie from Herman's Hermits. They are having a resurgence, the band of the moment. Love the name. And Nowhere to Run To from great Martha Anna Vandellas. That's all right. Nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide. We're in it together, commiserating and coping. So I want to know how you're coping with the COVID-19 and some of the sequestration and frustrations and anxieties around that. Reach out via Twitter, Twitter AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. And should you be joining us live, that also applies to the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box on our Saturday, March 28th show. I'm going to hold off. I'm posting on social media some intriguing tidbits in the news, but I kind of want to focus mostly. I mean, we'll see what comes over the transom, certainly, if you want to talk about stuff in the news. That's fine, but I really want to talk about how you're coping and just sort of relax with music and that kind of thing, because we need a breather from the news. One of my pieces of advice that I am offering for you and for clients, et cetera, and myself, is to step away from the news. You get saturated after a while, and guess what? It doesn't change minute to minute, so you'll be able to catch up later. Restrict yourself a little bit. Take some breathers. Take some walks, but practice social distancing. A lot of people are not taking it seriously in certain areas, and mayors and governors have to close down parks and parking lots and things to make sure people are adhering to the social distancing rule. A little pain now, we might, you know, come out the other end. Those are just pieces of advice. And as I always say, you know, get in touch with your own inner thoughts, your inner artist, your inner Garbo, because we're all Greta Garbo these days. I love this one, a classic from Van Morrison, Just Like Greta Garbo. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz. Give a listen.
Some days it gets completely crazy, and I feel like howling at the moon. Then sometimes it feels so easy, like I was born with a silver spoon. Other times you just can't reach me. Seem like I got a heart of stone. Yes, I need my solitude, and I have to make it on my own. Well, I guess I'm going AWOL. Disconnect my telephone, just like Greta Garbo. just want to be alone. Need to make some real connection. Baby, something just gotta give. 'Cause I've been so long in exile. I've been grinding at the mill. Too long to decode all the secrets. Have to get some elbow room. Most people think that everything is just what they assume. Well, I know I'm going AWOL. Tell everyone I'm not at home. Just like Greta Garbo. I just want to be alone.
with the revolving doors. You don't even know the name. I guess that I'm to blame. Don't know the right thing to say. So I pretend away.
This is definitely not my day.
Slap of a hand, he has landed as an only son.
want to know if you are lonely. Green Day on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Lonely Boy, a Forgotten 45 for Claire. And a pair of beauties that surround the elusive movie star Greta Garbo, Right Before Your Eyes, from America. And just like Greta Garbo, from the internationally renowned treasure that is Van Morrison. What a great talent he is indeed. Hey, it's the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. We're celebrating our silver linings of sequestration with music and musings and ideas about how to cope during the COVID-19 crisis, and setting up a routine helps, some structure, taking breaks from the news, connecting virtually via social media, but picking the right times and the right people to connect with, if you know what I mean. Stay away from negativity and toxicity, for sure. And sometimes a break from the news and the politics, which we're kind of doing today, although on social media I am posting some interesting things for you to take a look at, but we'll stay away from all of that just for today, because we just want to take a breather and relax and decompress. That's kind of my tips. And creativity certainly helps, and people are re-embracing their creativity with the Inspiration to Action Challenge, helping folks along the way. I'm so gratified when that happens. Percy in Lima, Ohio, gets a shout-out today, says, I've been opening a new chapter of my life, not all of my decision, but I am happy to re-embrace my creative artist once again. Talents I let go by the wayside. You helped me do it with the challenge, so thank you very much. Not sure where it will lead, but I'm writing a lot, and I'm enjoying it. Hey, Percy, that's what it's all about. Please keep going, and please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action, as it helped you, I'd love to give you a little shout-out because you deserve it. You're also spurring other folks on and giving folks permission to play, which I think will lead to some great things in so many ways. On the other hand, you need a little push in the right direction. Let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one is always on me. Give me about 3 weeks to connect because, yeah, I'm working from home, but I'm getting busy here. A lot of extra counseling things, et cetera. So we will connect, though, by all means, via the website amybetharkawi, ARKAWI.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed or just Google us. And by all means, I will give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks to get you in that right direction. And while you're at the website, you can peruse my stories. It has Gordon Mysteries. Some other goodies are available. You can also chime in with your guest suggestions, Big Story and Forgotten 45. Requests. There are links to the podcast and the social media connections, too. So, yeah, it is one-stop shopping, minus the shoes and the groceries. Grocery shopping has become a little more difficult for folks as people want to stay home and deliveries are an issue. So, you know, look out for your neighbors, especially the folks who are elderly and people who are ill who cannot get out. Those are things that I'm trying to be mindful of in my own neighborhood. So connections, even though we're further apart and we have to practice social distancing, maybe because of that, because we have to take a breath and stop, we're more conscious, we're more mindful of what we're doing and want to connect and making better eye contact with people. So it's interesting. And it's great that we have devices now. You know, people used to bury their head in the phones when they were with people, but now you need the phones and you need to connect via the computer and you need the internet and the phone lines and everything else. Use what you have to avail yourself of ways to connect with one another. That would help. What say you on the subject? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, pop in the chat box. Those three available for you if you're joining us for the live March 28th show. And a couple of folks chiming in. Perky says, On the downside, I'm eating more, but on the good side, I'm cooking more and spending more time with my husband. Good thing we don't own guns. I hear you. Sasha says, routine. It helps. Structure is everything. And Philly says, just finding time for myself, my thoughts, and new projects. Uh-huh. One might call that splendid isolation. Here's Warren Zevon. I mean, it's a good time.
Isolation. And now for someone completely indifferent.
So it was for you. drove downtown in the rain, 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane, but when I'm surrounded I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
On the end of the Third Kirby Show, a tip of the hat to Dorsey via the PopNet chat box. Thanks for taking along for the live ride. And Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, Forgotten 45, for Sarah, for Shay, and for Mooney Looney. Love that moniker. And In My Room, perfect song for the times. And a pair of beauties, Indigo Girls, Virginia Woolf, and Splendid Isolation from Warren Zevon, as we celebrate sequestration and the silver linings therein. How are you coping with the COVID-19 crisis? Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself immersed in our live March 28th show, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open for those purposes too. And some folks chiming in here. Leah says, tacos and tequila work for me. Emmy says, coping with COVID, roast, dog, James Bond, beer, PJs, comfy slippers. I like it all. I replace the roast with a big bowl of chili, though. And it's interesting, a lot of folks are indulging in food, but some people are having trouble with grocery shopping. We want to thank the grocery store folks who are keeping things moving, the truck drivers, delivery people who are getting the food supply stocked. It's all there. Some people are just hoarding and panicking, which is the problem, like the whole toilet paper crisis, you know. Ease up, just buy what you need, and it will be there. They're replenishing and working hard to do it, so we do appreciate that. But look out for your neighbors, too, because some folks are having trouble if they can't go to the store, elderly people, people who have compromised immune systems. If you can do the shopping for them or help them out, that would be great. I'm trying to do that in my neck of the woods. And particularly, of course, folks on the front lines in the healthcare field who are risking their lives, literally, to help us out. I know there have been some spontaneous applause going on in New York City and other places in front of hospitals, in cars. People are staying in cars and keeping social distancing, but applauding these workers because they are really our current superheroes in a really big way, for sure. So do what you can. I volunteered to do extra phone counseling. Whatever you can do, whatever your skills are, help out the best way you can. And, of course, if you're not one of those frontline folks, stay home because that is doing your bit to help us try to flatten the curve, as they say. Do what you can. Thanks to the folks who are the leaders that are doing a good job. Look to your governors, look to your mayors. I can't say the same about the federal government, but more on that another day, or look for my social media feed, all of that stuff. This is the Annabeth Erkley Show. We've got the ultimate Forgotten 45 for our times. Trudy rooted around the archives and came up with it for you. A couple of folks are looking for this one, including Nixie, Lenny, and PW? You know this one, I know it, from the early 70s. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally.
When a little while from now I'm not feeling any less sad, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to who ever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people are saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, for if He really does exist, why did He desert me in my hour of need? I truly am indeed alone again, naturally. It seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Again, naturally.
Now looking back over the years, and whatever else that appears, I remember I cried when my father died, never wishing to hide the tears. And at 65 years old, my mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day, alone again, naturally, alone again. Naturally.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again.
I don't want to go. I'm taking a mental health day.
Thank you.
Mama, We're All Crazy Now. The Runaways for Sandy on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. A beauty from Carole King's masterpiece, Tapestry, Home Again. And, of course, a song for our times, That Forgotten 45 from Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally. It's sequestration, silver linings, COVID-19 here on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, a breather from politics. The only thing I will say is I happened upon part of the Joe Biden COVID town hall they had last night on CNN, and he was talking about folks who are losing people during this crisis and can't be with them when they die. And the man, he almost gave out his telephone number on the air and said, no, I won't do that, but call my office and I'll call you. I mean, this is the man running for president. He will call people to help him cope with their grief. He just oozes empathy. You got to love this guy, even if he wasn't your first choice, if you know what I mean. That's all I'm going to say about that. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. A few more minutes as we indulge in our Saturday, March 28th show. We also have a Facebook page and PopNet chat box open where Carrie says, you're calming me down with the music and the wise words. How about a few more shows a week? That would help me. Hey, you're working with Trudy, our producer, right? Listen, I'll do what I can, but as I said, I'm pretty busy, and we do have other shows. Look on social media for links to the PopNet robust roundtables and other things that I'm doing as well. So I'll see what I can do, but I can't promise just because of the scheduling, but I do appreciate it so much, and I try to be here. We've got to be here with each other, and let's connect via social media and virtually and chat, and if you need a boost, I'm here for you, if you know what I'm saying. Hallie says, love the show. Thank you for taking time with the playlist and taking a breather out of the politics. As you said, breaks are important. That means news and social media, too. Yes, I am all for that, indeed. Music moves us along. Here is a beauty from John Mellencamp from Plainspeak, I think was the album. It's The Isolation of Mister on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Never look forward to the future, never enjoy where I've been. Couldn't keep my mind in the moment, never really cared if I had a friend. I always felt like there was something better, even when I had it made. Never respected the job I was doing, never cared about money, but I felt underpaid. Saw so many people walking out the door, never cared about being lonely, cause I couldn't use you no more. I say go away. I'm quitting on you today. Sorrow was a lesson, always felt I needed to feel the pain. I thought happiness was a transgression, and I just took it as it came. Never wanted to say too much to other people I did not understand. Never made love with my heart in it, never wanted to blame. Saw so many lovers walk out that door, never cared about being lonely, cause you didn't love me no more. I say go away, go away. I'm quitting on you today. Love them, leave them, and forget them. Don't worry about when they're gone. That's the way I always played it. Now maybe I played it all wrong. Been so indifferent about so many things, about my time and my rage. Thought I was living a life of freedom, but I was living in a cage. And that cage break with my lower self. So many nights did not untie. They came undone by my faults. And here's the reason why. Saw so many lovers walk out that door. Never cared about being lonely, 'cause I didn't love you no more. Quitting on you today.
Isolation, the Johns have it. Mr. Lennon's classic Isolation and John Mellencamp's The Isolation of Mister. It is the Amy Beth Oakley Show. Thank you so much for taking this musical ride with us through sequestration and the silver linings therein. Appreciate your traveling with us in real time. Don't forget, if you missed the show, want to hear it again, all the shows are archived for podcasts, so follow the Amy Beth Oakley Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow, Spotify to BTR. Select editions, too, on the Arts Radio Network and PopNet, forthcoming shows on PodStream. And all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkowee.com. Be on the lookout for social media links to new shows throughout the various platforms. So we'll be in touch throughout the week. And you can connect with us. Please connect with us through social media. You can friend me on Facebook. Yeah, my tongue is working overtime, I guess. And you can also follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Writes. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. So thank you so much to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, MLA headquarters, for keeping us moving. And thank you for joining us in real time. Always a pleasure. So hang in there, please. Do drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. And come back and see us, won't you? On the Amy Beth Arkley Show, we will, indeed, carry on. Steve Crosby, Stills and Nash, I love you all. I really do. Reach out. I'm here for you.
One morning I woke up and I knew it all. A new day, a new way, and new life. Lord, the way I saw mine is gone. The sky is clearing and the night bright. The sun. Fables.